Let us worship God in Psalm 23, and then we'll sing in Psalm 85. Psalm number 23, the well-known Psalm, the Shepherd Psalm 23. Let us pray. O God, eternal, our heavenly Father, we pray that we would remember always to honor God, not only as our Creator and as our ruler and preserver and Savior, but honor our God as our heavenly Father. The commandment is to honor our earthly parents and to respect those whom God has appointed in his place to take authority over us and responsibility for us. And yet in the scripture always there is the emphasis that God is our Father, the Father of grace and mercy and peace. We pray that we would always remember this, our Heavenly Father, because Christ repeatedly emphasizes it, not only in his own life and prayer, but in his teaching for his disciples. We need to remember this, O God, because we forget it. Sometimes we pray as if God were a stranger in the land and a God who is far off and needs to be brought close to us by our pleading and by our prayers and by other things. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would remember that we are dependent upon God for life and breath and all things. Every day the world is in thy hand. Our lives are in God's hands according to the scripture. And we believe these things by faith alone. No man has ever seen God at any time. And yet the scripture speaks of him not vaguely, but in very specific and detailed descriptions and categories. The God who is invisible, not visible. The God who is infinite, the one who is not finite, the one who is unchangeable. He never changes. The one who is invincible in all his ways, never overcome by superior enemies or unforeseen circumstances in life. The great, the mysterious, I am that I am. And yet, in all the vast difference between God and everything else, there is this close unity, fellowship, proximity even. In him we live and move and have our being. We are conscious, O Lord, that we're living through times in which men are misunderstanding the scripture, misrepresenting the events in which we are living, misreading, misunderstanding, and misteaching the people. We pray, O God, for the Holy Spirit to be poured out. We see no sign of it in the churches. We see no signs of revival. We see no signs of repentance. We see no signs of reformation. We see signs of decay, of credulity. We see signs of doubt. We hear voices speaking in, as it were, dispirited terms. We hear men speaking as though these days were the worst days in the history of the world. And we hear men speaking because they are disappointed themselves and because they are seeing the dark side. Heavenly Father, help us to sing these psalms such as we've been singing this morning. The Lord is our shepherd. He guides us, he feeds us, he protects us, he provides for us. In the valleys of the shadow of death, there is no cause to fear, because God's word is the same. I will never leave you. I will never, ever, ever forsake you. And God's promises abound that when life is over, for those who trust and believe in him, he has provided a place in God's house forever and ever, ages without end. We recognize, O God, our Father, that these things are very strange to us. They are strange to us because we're not used to thinking about them and we're not used to understanding them. Even when we read them and even when we hear them, we don't seem to get the message very clearly of the infinity of God's love, the magnitude of his care, the overarching purposes of grace. And so as we gather here this morning, Lord, our Heavenly Father, help us to do so in the confidence that all is well with the church, that all is well with the souls of those who are the sheep of God. All is well. Through faith in Jesus Christ, peace with God reigns in God's heart, and how that peace of God is shared with all who believe and are justified by faith, the peace of God which keeps and guards our hearts. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that we are able to gather here once again, few in number, but nonetheless, where two or three are gathered, we recognize the promises of Christ and the presence of him who is always with us to the ends of the earth and the ends of the ages. We remember the world in which we live. We are commanded to pray for all men, and thus we do. We remember the poor, benighted, darkened masses who, heedless and careless, are full of cares and full of concerns, nonetheless walk in darkness and in confusion. And we pray for the rulers of this world in these days. We pray for our own governments and at the state and federal level, local level. We pray for our Prime Minister in these difficult days and all the premiers. It is easy to point out their errors, their mistakes. We confess, Heavenly Father, that we would do no better, that they are simply reflecting their frail humanity, their fallibility in judgments. And so we pray for them that they would know what to do in these days, that we would know how to be Christians respecting the civil magistrate in these days. We pray that we would support them, obey them, submit to them insofar as we do not violate God's word. And so we pray for those in authority over us. We pray for those who keep the peace, the police forces at this time, caught in the middle, sometimes spat upon, sometimes assaulted, and sometimes despised, criticized in their difficult task. We pray for them. They stand between us and anarchy. They are our defensive line. We pray for the armed forces. We pray for the medical forces and institutions at this time dealing with unexpected and unusual numbers and surges of illness. We pray for all who in any way take care of our persons and our property, the legal professions, that they would be wise to. And we pray for the churches, that we would not be led astray, that we would not be discouraged, that we would not be, as it were, looking as if Christ were coming tomorrow. He may well do, but we have no reason to think that he is coming tomorrow. And so, Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves again to the worship of this holy hour. This we pray for thy glory. This is our prayer as we seek mercy and as we seek grace. Always the same prayer, always the same need, always to the same God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let us read now in John's Gospel, and we're coming back to chapter 10 in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and we shall pick up the reading at verse 19 in John chapter 10. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. That's the sayings in the first 18 verses concerning the shepherd and the sheep that we were looking at last Wednesday evening. Because of these sayings, men were in disagreement. And many of them said, "He has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him?" Others said, "These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he remained for a while. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true, and many believed on him there. And so on. Now, the notices are very briefly the following. Of course, the evening service at 6 o'clock this evening, and our Wednesday meeting continuing our studies in the Scriptures, Wednesday 7 p.m., next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And these are the intimations that I have, the usual notices of public meetings publicly announced. And the collection will now be received, the offering. Psalm number 85 is where we sing to God's glory, and we sing verses 1 to 7, five stanzas, Psalm 85.